Have you ever wondered what transforms ordinary people into extraordinary entrepreneurs? In How I Built This, NPR host Guy Raz reveals that successful founders aren't superhuman. They're regular people who answered opportunities knock with courage. Through conversations with over 200 company founders, Raz uncovers a fundamental truth. Entrepreneurship isn't about having special powers. It's about responding to a call that others ignore. The most successful entrepreneurs recognize when personal passion intersects with market opportunity, seeing gaps others miss and possessing the courage to fill them. Think about it. How many times have you noticed a problem and thought, someone should fix that? Entrepreneurs are simply the people who decide that someone should be them. When Jim Koch left his $250,000-a-year Boston Consulting Group job to start a brewery, his father called it the stupidest thing he'd ever heard. But Jim understood something profound from his experience as an Outward Bound instructor. It is the difference in life between things that are scary and things that are dangerous. Staying in an unfulfilling career wasn't just boring, it was dangerous. The danger was continuing to do something that didn't make me happy and getting to 65 years old and looking back and going, oh my God, I wasted my life. This perspective flip, recognizing that inaction often carries greater risk than action, allows entrepreneurs to step into uncertainty. Yet contrary to popular belief, most successful founders don't recklessly throw themselves off cliffs. They measure the jump, pick a landing spot, and pack a parachute. Damon John worked at Red Lobster for years while building FUBU. Phil Knight kept his accounting job for 5 years while growing Nike. These weren't escape hatches, they were runways that allowed their businesses to take off without catastrophic personal consequences if things failed. What separates dreamers from doers? Thorough research. The most successful founders have done extensive homework about their product, business, customers, and industry before launching. This deep knowledge gives them unwavering confidence in their idea's viability. Consider Jen Rubio's journey with Away Luggage. After her suitcase broke at Zurich Airport, she discovered none of her trendy friends had recommendations for quality replacements. This curiosity sparked a 3-hour conversation with Steph Corey that evolved into serious market research. Visiting stores, comparing prices, and interviewing nearly 800 people about their travel habits. Their findings informed Away's first carry-on with features travelers actually wanted at a competitive price point. Within their first year, they sold 55,000 suitcases. This pattern repeats across industries. Damon John cold-called silk screeners from the Yellow Pages for FUBU. Ben and Jerry studied SBA pamphlets. Tim Brown of Allbirds visited factories to understand shoemaking. All filled knowledge gaps with research while trusting their creative instincts for the final product. A winning combination for entrepreneurs taking the leap. Despite the myth of the lone genius founder, partnerships have been the entrepreneurial rule, not the exception. As Paul Graham noted, single founder is the number one mistake that kills startups. Why? Because starting a startup is too hard for one person. You need colleagues to brainstorm with, to talk you out of stupid decisions, and to cheer you up when things go wrong. The best partnerships combine individuals whose strengths offset each other's weaknesses. One might excel at product development, while the other understands marketing. One might be a visionary while the other excels at execution. When one partner feels discouraged, the other provides motivation. When one gets caught in details, the other maintains perspective on the bigger picture. This human element, having someone to weather the entrepreneurial roller coaster with you, proves invaluable for both the business's survival and your own well-being. The entrepreneurial journey is filled with moments of doubt, and having someone who believes in the vision as deeply as you do can make the difference between perseverance and surrender. Who could be your perfect complement on this journey? Bootstrapping means leveraging available resources when traditional funding isn't an option. Method founders Adam Lowry and Eric Ryan invested $45,000 each from their savings after investor rejections. They handled everything themselves, from formula development to bottle design, customer service, and inventory management. When initial funds dried up, they relied on credit cards. Airbnb's founders demonstrated creative bootstrapping during the 2008 election with their Obama O's and Captain McCain cereal campaign. They designed limited edition boxes, created websites, and contacted media outlets. The $40 boxes generated $20,000 to clear their credit card debt. This ingenuity impressed Y Combinator's Paul Graham, leading to their program acceptance. Bootstrapping extends beyond alternative financing. It's about maintaining control while leveraging non-monetary assets like time, effort, and connections. While it preserves equity and forces efficiency, it demands extraordinary commitment, maxed credit cards, minimal spending, and relentless work. Building your plane while falling requires meeting challenges head-on with determination and resourcefulness. Every business is fundamentally a story. While legacy companies often fail to leverage their fascinating innovation histories, startups must embrace storytelling as their competitive advantage. Your story answers the essential why questions. Why should customers buy your product? Why should people join your company? Why should investors fund you? Whitney Wolfe's journey with Bumble exemplifies powerful founder narrative. After leaving Tinder, she initially resisted returning to dating apps, but eventually realized that dating itself was fundamentally broken. Bumble's solution, where women must send the first message within 24 hours, addressed toxic dating app dynamics by shifting power to women. Even the name Bumble perfectly encapsulated their mission through bee metaphors, hives and bees and building your hive and queen bee, and the women make the first move. Your story isn't just marketing, it's your company's identity and culture. It guides decisions, attracts the right team members, and creates emotional connections with customers. The most successful entrepreneurs don't just sell products, they invite people into narratives where those products play meaningful roles. What's your company's story? And more importantly, how compellingly can you tell it? When launching a business, smart entrepreneurs seek side doors rather than heavily guarded front entrances. Peter Rahal's RX Bar found success by targeting CrossFit gyms directly instead of competing for crowded shelf space at Whole Foods, allowing them to stand out rather than drowning in competition. Manoj Bhargava created 5-Hour Energy as a 2-ounce delivery system, placing his product at cash registers and vitamin stores instead of competing with Red Bull and Monster in beverage aisles. From 200 bottles in week 1, sales grew to 10,000 bottles weekly within 6 months. Both companies achieved remarkable success through these alternative routes. RX Bar sold to Kellogg's for $600 million, while 5-Hour Energy captured 93% of the energy shot market. As Peter Thiel notes, don't always go through the tiny little door that everyone's trying to rush through. Go around the corner and go through the vast gate that no one's taking. In today's attention economy, success depends more on finding ways to cut through the noise than on idea quality. Your greatest challenge isn't competition, it's obscurity. What's your side door?